Good evening. Thank you very much. Ellie, thank you very much for bringing me in, Ellie Nyman. And as always, we want to thank Jake Weinman for his incredible creation and abilities and talents and putting all of this together, to come together every night to learn the holy words of the Torah. Thank you, Jake. As we always begin, we want to thank our sponsor for the shiur. He's dedicated the shiur L'Zeche U'L'Ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah, and it may be a daily tefillah for us all. This week we have a beautiful parasha, Parashas Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. And we learn about an act of zealotry. It's very interesting how the story of Pinchas is broken up between two parashiyos. The very end of last week's parasha, Parashas Balak, is where we actually learn what happened, the story, where there was a prince amongst the Jewish people who committed a terrible aver with the princess of Midian, and Zimri and Cozbi for their names, and Pinchas could not tolerate the disgrace to Hashem's name. He rose up, he stood up, he took out a sword, and he executed the perpetrators. And in the process, Moshe Rabbeinu was a bit shaken up as to what was happening, and Chazal tells us that Moshe for a moment did not know the halacha. His student, Pinchas, reminded Moshe what Moshe taught them, that in such a situation where a person acts in such a brazen fashion in the presence of all of the Jewish people, in disgrace of Hashem's name, it is permitted for a person to engage in vigilante, become a vigilante. I'm not sure how to say that in plural, but to engage in this activity of taking the law into your own hands. And he did exactly that. He took out a spear and he executed Cozbi and Zimri. And then we have a week, a whole week, 7 complete days to contemplate the repercussions, the behavior of this event. What exactly happened? And after a whole week, we come to Parshas Pinchas, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, and Hashem says, Pinchas has acted properly. Pinchas' zealotry has heshiv es chamosi, has removed my anger from upon the Jewish people in his behavior, and thus he has prevented Hashem from destroying the Jewish people or punishing the Jewish people. He is deserving of blessing. And what is the blessing that he will receive? Ochein emor, therefore make it be known, hinuni nosei loy, I will give him es birisi, my covenant of shalom, of peace. There's a very interesting Rashi here on this pasuk. Rashi explains that until this point in time, Pinchas was not a Kohen. Pinchas was an ordinary Jew. The only one that was a Kohen or Kohanim were Aaron and his family. And due to this act of zealotry, Pinchas has earned a unique blessing where he and his descendants going forward would now be Kohanim. They would join the ranks of Aaron. Let me read you the words of Rashi to make it clear. Berisi kuhunas olam, in reward for what he has done, I will give him the covenant of kuhuna, priesthood, forever. Even though that until this point of time, kohuna was only given to the seed of Aaron, the Kohen, Aaron and his descendants were to be Kohanim because they were anointed with the Shem and Aneshla. But Pinchas, that was not part of that anointment, and he and his descendants were not Kohanim. Ad, until this particular moment, in reward for his behavior. And now is when everything changed. And v'chein sh'ninu b'zvachim, lo'y nischahein Pinchas ad shaharogoy v'zimri, Pinchas did not become a Kohen until Zimri executed Zimri. It's very interesting that the Nida of Zimri, of Pinchas, was very different than the Nida of Aharon HaKohen. Aaron was known as a man of peace. As I'll explain, Ohev Shalom the Roideh Shalom. He loved peace. He pursued peace. There is a fascinating Midrash that tells us that when Aaron HaKohen died, as he was ascending the mountain, Hor HaHor, to give over his neshama to Hashem, he was escorted by 80,000 young men. And each one of these young men had the same name. Their name was Aaron. Why? Because these 80,000 young men were children of marriages that were shaky, marriages that were on the verge of coming to an end. There were marriages where there were significant problems, as is described today, shalom bayis. And the husband-wife couple, they would go to a marriage counseling session with none other than Aaron. Aaron would speak to them, work with them, and would give them therapy. And at the end of the process, they agreed and were willing to remain married and had a child, many children. And the first child that was born after Aaron repaired the damage in their marriage, in honor of Aaron, they named their child Aaron. They named their child after Aaron HaKohen in recognition and in tribute, as an expression of Hakaras HaTov to Aaron HaKohen, who saved their marriage. Aaron was known. His legacy was a man of peace. And being a man of peace, a person has to make compromise. A person has to be calm and patient, overlook, and accept. And thus, Aaron was perfect for the role of serving as a Kohen. But let's go off the topic for one moment. We know that we have, amongst the Jewish people, three patriarchs: Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What was the overwhelming character trait of Avraham? The answer is kindness, chesed. What was the overwhelming attribute of Yitzchak? Yirah, fear of Hashem. Yitzchak was offered as a sacrifice at the Akedah. Yitzchak saw the heavens open up. Yitzchak is the epitome of a person who lives with full dosage of Yiras Shamayim. That does not mean he's not happy. His essence is happiness. In fact, his name is Yitzchak, which means to laugh. And the truth is, when one is a true Yorei Shamayim, this is the ultimate source of happiness. But he excelled in this Nida, this characteristic, this trait of fearing Hashem. They're very different traits. Avraham had the Midah of Chesed, Yitzchak had the Midah of Yirah. And Chazal explained to us, like everything in life, too much of a good thing is not always a blessing. The Midah of Chesed, of kindness, is very, very wonderful. Unfortunately, too much Chesed can lead to trouble. Avraham, who excelled in the Midah of Chesed, had a child by the name of Yishmael, which was not a blessing for the Jewish people. Yishmael, Chazal explained to us, is a byproduct of too much kindness. We learn in Parshas Acharimos in relation to forbidden relationships. And one of them is a brother and a sister. And the Torah tells us that this relationship is forbidden because it is chesed, which literally means kindness. But Chazal explained it means there's too much kindness. Too much of a good thing is no good. Person marries, he does kindness with his spouse. But there are limits. Not every person is a proper for a person to do kindness with. Avraham Avinu was the Av of kindness. The Jewish people are called Goyim Chasadim. But unfortunately, too much kindness can have a byproduct of a person, of Yishmael. Yishmael Chazal criticized as being a person who was involved in relationships that were above what is proper. Likewise, Yitzchak, he captures the need of fear. However, too much of fear can lead to a byproduct of Esav. Esav, the nation of Edom, associated with a desire to conquer, to instill fear upon man through war and conquest and things that are not pleasant to focus on. And thus, the third child was Yaakov. Yaakov and Chazal's understanding is the Ish HaShalem, he captures the balance, the proper balance between the Mida, the characteristic trait of kindness and fear. Yaakov Mitosai Shalema, Yaakov Avinu did not have a byproduct that was harmful, that was disconnected from the Jewish people, because Yaakov synthesized the balance, the best of Chesed and Yira. The Chesed of Avraham and the Yira of Yitzchak produced a product, Yaakov, that was complete, Shalem, complete. Similarly, Aaron was a Kohen. Aaron excelled in the Midah, the character trait of peace, to be Mevater, to give in, to compromise, to be good, to go out of your way to accommodate another person. But sometimes too much peace is no good. There are times when it's necessary to go to war. There are times when zealotry is necessary. And that is Pinchas. Pinchas behaved in a manner that is 180 degrees from Aaron. He picked up a spear, an act of war, an act of aggression, without any diplomacy, without any negotiations, and took the law into his own hand and executed two individuals who were distinguished in their own right because of the disgrace of Hashem's name. This is 180 degrees from Aaron HaKohen. But at times, this is necessary. And Hashem at this point in time appointed Pinchas and his descendants to also be Kohanim, to join the rank of Kohanim. Because, like everything in life, there must be balance. The Kohuna is comprised of two distinct families, the family of Aaron and the family of Pinchas. Aaron stands at one end, and Pinchas stands at the other end. Just like Avraham was the extreme of Chesed, and Yitzchak was the extreme of Yira, and together the product is Emes, Yaakov Avinu. Likewise, Pinchas is at one end, an act of intolerance of any wrongdoing, any disgrace to Hashem's name. And on the other end, there is Aaron HaKohen, a man who represents compromise, peace, love. But each one by themselves can be damaging to Klal Yisrael. There must be a balance. And thus the complete form of priesthood is the synthesis of the compromise, the peace that comes from Aaron, balanced by the zealotry of Pinchas. After Pinchas was introduced, was added to the priesthood, the pasuk tells us, I will give him the bris of Shalom. Shalom is ordinarily spelled with four letters, Shin, Lamed, Vav, Mem. But in this case, the Vav of the word Shalom in a Sefer Torah is cut. Now, the reason why the letter is cut, according to some opinions, is to indicate that at times we should look at the word as if there is no Vav. And when we delete the Vav, the word is Shalem. This is the common understanding. We have two different words. One word is Shalom, and one word is Shalem. But one word means peace, and the other word means completeness. And there is much discussion as to the difference between the word Shalom and the word Shalem, and that's for a different time, a different topic. I would like to suggest something a bit off the beaten track, and that is, if you take out the Vav from the word Shalom, in addition to pronouncing it Shalem, completeness, you can also pronounce it as Shalem, payment. Shalem Yishalem Hamavir Es Habeir. The person lights a fire, and the fire goes out and causes damage. The person who lit the fire and was negligent, he has an obligation to pay. Shalem. The word Shalem, to pay, in Tanakh, every so often represents the principle of retribution, punishment. there is a consequence of committing an avera, causing harm to the Jewish people. There is retribution, there is payment. There is gemul. Gemul also is a word which means retribution. But sometimes the principle of retribution is used in the term of shalem. Perhaps we can suggest that kohuna, the entire gamut of the priesthood, is captured in this one word, the brith, the covenant of shalom, / shalem, payment. Aharon represents shalom, the man of peace. Ohev shalom, v'roidev shalom. Pinchas represents the concept of shalem, retribution. Don't mess with Hashem. Don't mess with the Jewish people. Person wants to perpetuate evil, to instigate evil, wants to practice evil and cause harm to the Jewish people. There are going to be zealots who are going to rise up and are going to take him out. We love peace, and that is the ideal. But the peace is only as good as the realization, the acknowledgement, is that there are red lines that cannot be crossed. And if chas v'shalom there is damage to the Jewish people, it is necessary to act in ways that are not ideal to protect the integrity, the sanctity of the Jewish people. Obviously, this is something which is very, very dangerous, and of course can only be understood and monitored by very, very great people. What is appropriate, what is not appropriate. But there is such a principle that we learn in this week's parsha. Being a Kohen is not only about shalom. Being a Kohen is also about shalem, retribution, acknowledging that there is accountability, there is responsibility, there is retribution for behavior that is unacceptable. The shlemus of the kohuna, shalom, / shalem, similar to Yaakov Avinu, who captures the best of chesed and yira, the balance of chesed and yira. May we all merit to find that balance in our lives. Balance is a very difficult goal. Often we are inspired and we want to achieve and we have a yearning to go to an extreme in many different matters of life. Torah is always consistent in one principle, balance. Balance, balance, and balance. In so many different areas of Torah, over and over again, the Torah emphasizes the middle of the road is the safe place to be. Thank you very, very much for listening, and have a wonderful week, week of success and blessing. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Ellie. Have a good night.